Good afternoon. I'm very hungry, so I thought that while I discoursed on what I wanted to discourse on today, I would make food while discoursing. And what I want to talk to about today, because I got asked it when I went to the Audioboo relaunch, and it's an interesting question, I think, is they asked if I used any other audio services, online audio services, to which I replied, yes, I do. And they wanted to know what it was I used. And I do use SoundCloud as well. And I said straight up that I do not consider Audioboo and SoundCloud to be rivals. And the CEO, Rob Proctor, was asking me why I thought this. So I thought I'd explain it here. And I think I've just taken out the wrong sized plate for what I want. So let's put the phone down temporarily and swap it for another one. Because I did it one-handed and I did it blind. And it shows. Right, let's get the right plate. Yes. All right, so, why SoundCloud or my Audioboo? Well, you see, like I said, I don't see them rivals and I've paid for both services. And I'll explain why that is. And the obnoxious noise in the background is the washing machine, by the way. Ooh, what's this? I do not know. Oh well, it is a concoction, and it is something that I want to eat, so it doesn't particularly matter, as long as it tastes good. Let me just count, like that, because talking and turning a dial and counting can be a little awkward. Right, so anyway, I like Audioboo's half an hour thing, because when you pay, you have that half an hour per year. And you can put up, well, within reason, obviously. If you did it stupidly amounts, they will tell you off. But an unlimited amount of half an hour recordings. Makes sense. But with SoundCloud, I paid for 10 hours plus the 2 free hours and get 12 hours. So I could put up lots of half an hour recordings to make up my 12 hours or one massively long 12 hour recording. Different models, different ideas. So what I tend to do with SoundCloud and Audioboo, except for where there's a slight bit of overlap, which doesn't happen much these days, because back before I had Audioboo Pro Plus, I always forget the mixed up, whichever it is. Before I had whatever it is, I used to stick 5 minutes recordings on SoundCloud because I didn't have the space on Audioboo. Now I do. I don't do it so much. Unless it's musical. So I primarily use SoundCloud for music now, and I primarily use Audioboo for audio that might just happen to contain music, incidentally. Ow. There's lots of stuff on this floor, lots of boxes and all kinds of things, and I just hit my foot on one of these. I wouldn't even call them pros and cons, I just think of them as very, very different ways of doing similar things, and I really enjoy that they are so different, but yet at the same time so very similar or the same. I will link to my SoundCloud profile in the notes of this for those of you who may be interested, because you might not know that it's there. And there goes the microwave. So yeah, I mean, if I had to pick pros and cons, had to, because I don't see them as such, I just see them as different ways of doing similar things, I would say that the pro of Audioboo is, as I said, you can stick up one half an hour piece, and there's no amount of time that you get per year, you get half an hour per item. So that's a pro in the respect that SoundCloud doesn't do that. That time is taken off at the end of the day. In the reverse, though, the pro of SoundCloud is that I can upload in whatever file format I choose, and you can then, if I check the download box at the other end, download it in the format I uploaded it in. I tend to upload all of my music, 98% of it anyway, in FLAC, and make it available for you to download in the same format I uploaded it in. When you play it in the web player, it's transcoded, and that's fine. Audioboo does the same thing. But when I upload an Audioboo, a FLAC to Audioboo, it'll get transcoded to MP3 128, and you cannot get the raw file. So pro, con, whichever way you want to look at it. just differences. And that really is kind of that. Slight discourse on why I do what I do, and why I've paid for both services, because I use them pretty much equally on a daily, well, weekly if not daily basis. I'm always uploading new music to SoundCloud, and I'm often blogging here at Audioboo. And I have very, very different audiences on either platform. And when I explained that to the guys there, they were sort of interested to hear my point of view in that respect, because I don't know whether they had necessarily thought of it like that before, for obvious reasons. The other thing is, of course, I'd like to work for Audioboo because it's a company I respect, and would like to think that I'd bring good stuff to the table, keep the app decently blind-friendly, if you will. Not that necessarily they need a person on staff to do that, but it'll be fine. Plus they need a bloody job. So why not do something I enjoy doing? Which is working with like-minded people. And hey, this washing machine thing is very noisy, look. Because the pressure up here is incredibly hard. So if you turn the cold tap on, or any tap, well actually only the cold tap, the hot tap comes from an internal tank, but the cold tap comes from a mains which comes from the ground floor and is pumped up all the levels to every flat. So even though the washing machine's on, the cold pressure is not at all diminished, observe. It's ridiculous. And so the washing machine in this place fills up quicker than any place I've ever seen in my life. It just kind of turns on full and fills up in a lot less time than it does elsewhere. And that noise permeates through the whole house. If you're in the bathroom or the toilet, when the washing machine's on, you know about it. Because this house is very strangely designed. But that's for another boo. Anyway, there you go. My thoughts on this possibly controversial, but I hope not, topic of why people use what they use, or at least I, if I can be considered to be a person. And now I will go and eat my lunch before it gets cold. Hope you found that of somewhat interest. Take care, and have a fun weekend.